Hi! Oh, how I have missed you, community. It has been a while since April, and I told you that I will not ghost this community. This is my space. This is my space that I enjoy. I love doing it, and I told you that I won't ghost you. I know it's been a while. It's been since April, and I want to catch you up on a lot of things. I'm moved. I'm in my new condo. The move was really good. I know a lot of people complain about moving and how they hate moving and how they'll pay people to pack for them and they'll pay people to put things away. I didn't pay for anybody to pack for me and put things away. I packed things up myself and I had movers and I unpacked everything myself. Maybe the next move, if I have the expendable income to pay, I don't even know how much it costs, but I imagine it would probably cost a lot to have someone literally pack up your underwear and your deodorant and your toothpaste and then move it and then organize it into each room and then unpack it and then put your underwear and your toothpaste back where it should be. So I imagine that would probably be a lot. I am okay with putting my own underwear and my own bras away. So yes, I am moved. I moved into, I keep saying it's a condo. I'm learning that there's a difference in just a regular apartment home and a condo. I have learned that there is not a lot of closet space in a condo. Just not a lot of space, period. I love the vaulted ceilings. I love the tall walls. I love a lot of windows. Love the light. Love the light. I mean, you know, every place will be different. Every space will be different. There are things that I like and there are things that I don't like. I do like the community. I do like the complex. The neighborhood is pretty chill, very quiet. I will note that my neighbors copied off of me. They have, y'all. My neighbors copied off of me. And I'll tell you how. I put my lights on my balcony. And the way our units are set up, it's one, two, three. It's four people. I don't know. The way it's set up, it's like when you go out into your balcony, in the back of the balcony, like I have a back balcony, and you can see one, two, three, four people across from you. You can see four people across, four people down on the other side. I hope I'm making sense. But anyway, when I moved in in May, and it took me about a month or so to put up the balcony lights. I have these patio balcony lights that I use, and no one else had them, y'all. No one else had them. And I waited for about a month. No one recently moved in, and I put mine up. So I was the only one that put the lights up. And then about 2 weeks later, someone else across the way, no, next door to me, someone else next door to me put their lights up because the person that lived next door to me, he moved out, and then they got a new neighbor. And then it took them about 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks to put their lights up on their balcony. And I'm like, okay. And then the people across the way that have been here for seemingly a long time decided to put their balcony lights up, like their patio balcony. I'm like, I didn't like that. I like being the only one. But it's safe to say that they copied off me. So they always copy off the black people in the neighborhood. In this instance, they copied off the new black girl in the neighborhood. I'm the only black woman in the neighborhood. So the company, the moving company that I used, and I will go ahead and put them out there. The company is called the Move Place, I think. Let me get their name correctly. I think they're called the Move Place. They're called the Move Place. And they're out of Dallas. Everything was just really professional. They were the nicest team. One of the men, I have this wine trunk that I don't keep wine in because I have a wine rack, but I keep other things in there. And it is a heavy trunk. My goodness, this man, he carried the trunk by himself. Sorry about that. That was my computer. He carried the trunk by himself, and I freaked. I gave them all a nice tip, of course, but they were just a really great team. They were very punctual, very fast. Like I said, I did all the packing myself. So yeah, the move was good. I do like my place, and yeah, I like my place. I stay in, I still am in Dallas. Before I lived in Addison. Now I am in Carrollton, Texas. Yeah, so it's still really close to Addison. It's really close to my old place, but I like it. It fits me. It suits me. What else is new with me? I'm potentially venturing into a new business opportunity. And if I do it, I've been kind of massaging it for the past month and a half or so. I will definitely keep you apprised of it. And with that, I have been reading these new books. I mean, I'm constantly reading and educating myself. I am a forever student, but with this new opportunity, I've invested myself into reading specific books, specifically these two books. One of them is The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. And then the other one that I've been reading is The Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrants by Robert Kiyosaki. Both really great books. And I'm reading my scroll every day. If you know of The Greatest Salesman and the 10 scrolls, you know that you have to read one of the scrolls every day, every morning, every evening, just every day essentially for 30 days. So I'm on my first scroll. And what I do when I get books is, while I do get the actual tangible book, y'all, I also buy the audiobook. And when I buy the audiobook, I follow along with the book sometimes, and sometimes I'll just listen to the audio while I'm like getting ready for work or something. And then I'll turn it up faster so it can just speed up and I can ingest it more, just because while we talk about balancing time and balancing our days, it's not about balance, it's about priority and prioritizing. So in this instance, when I'm listening to the book, I speed it up and I set aside a time every morning and sometimes even in the evening to listen to the audiobook and or follow along with the actual book. I have a lot of highlights in the book because I told you I buy the actual book, and then I also will get the audiobook. That helps me. That's how I power through certain books and really ingest the information or take in the information. That's how I do it. And that's helpful for me. That's how I consume and how I learn. I mean, we learn a multitude of ways, but with me wanting to read more content and then just life and the busyness of life, this is what I have started to do. Work is going good. Work is very... overwhelming in a good way. It's a true test of what I'm able to do. So my brand manager that I work with, she is on maternity leave, and essentially it's me and her. We work together. I work alongside her and support her. I have my own projects that I am doing, and with the brand manager gone, I have taken on a good bulk of her projects along with my projects, in addition to other things that I'm doing outside of what we're doing, if that makes sense. So one project that I'm working on is a rebranding project for the company, and then I'm also working on a client gifting project for the company on top of the work that I'm doing for my brand manager and on top of the work that I'm doing for myself. No complaints, but it's just a lot. It's a lot of prioritizing, a lot of project management, and I'm just trying to master that. So when I do master that, I can do other things. because last weekend I found myself working until 9 o'clock at night. And I mentioned to you that I work from home, so it's kind of easier for you to, for not easy, but meaning like it, if you work from home, it's computer and my desk and everything is in my bedroom. So as you can see, it's kind of hard to step away a little bit sometimes. I don't have a separate office. I have a one bedroom unit. So it's just a challenge in trying to step away. So when I found myself doing that, a friend of mine was like, Sabrina, don't do that anymore. Take some time for yourself. Go to breakfast this morning. So I went, and if you do want to work, maybe work no more than 3 hours. And I did work that day just because I was trying to not catch up on things, but get ahead of certain things because, again, just a lot of work. No complaints. This podcast is about Bet on the Black Woman, and it started about me and my job search. And if you've been following me and you know the struggles and the ups and the downs, you know that this isn't a complaint, but maybe this is just my, we do need space to talk out our feelings about certain things. And maybe that's what this podcast or this episode is with about right now, just me talking out how I'm feeling with certain things. I'm feeling very overwhelmed, but I'm very excited to still learn because there's just a lot to learn that I'm still learning. I'm getting comfortable. I'm getting a flow. But I still feel a lot overwhelmed. but I'm handling it, you guys. I'm handling it. I want to tell you about a situation where I volunteered for a project at work where I am soliciting auction items for an organization. And that was harder than the, oh my goodness, to go into a business, to target a business, and then to have this spiel. I prepared and I prepped. It took me hours to get out the house. When I got there, I was pacing myself and talking to myself, trying to amp myself up. And I did it. I did it. I was so proud of myself that I actually did it. And then the business that I went to, it was a Black business. And I was given this person to go and talk to. And she agreed to do it. But then when I followed up, she flaked on me. I continuously followed up with her, continuously called and texted, and she flaked on me. So I said I could go back to the business, but I didn't want to like be that person. Or maybe that's why, that's another reason why I'm reading The Greatest Salesman in the World, to help me get to the space where it gives me the courage, or maybe it gives me the courage to go back to the business. But at this point, I'm not going to go back to the business. I'm just like, I'll just seek out other people to solicit auction items from. Let me see what else. I was just so you know, I was really proud of myself in having to go to different businesses and solicit auction items. So, I mean, I was really proud of myself that I even prepared and studied and, you know, that was a lot. That was scarier than, I don't know, it was just really scary for me, but I did it and I got what I asked for, but she flaked on me and it gave me the confidence to want to do more. I haven't been able to do more because life and work is keeping me busy, and then just life. I'm getting my adulting on. Because, you know, when you're not working for so long, as I have, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know, getting caught up on so many things, like the dentist, the dermatologist, the primary care physician, the gyno, all of those things me catching up on it. And the dentist wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. The dermatologist, I need to go back because I need to go back. I'll explain later. I don't want to put it out there just yet. My face looks better, but then certain parts of my face, I'm like, what is happening here? So I stopped using the stuff that she gave me, but I am not feeling certain parts of what's happening with my face. I mean, I'll keep you updated. But, my primary care physician that I went to is all right. I don't think I'll go to her next year because, you know, you can, at least with my insurance, you can only go, you have your annual every year. So I don't have any other reason to go that I don't feel ill. So next year I won't go to her just because next year I don't want to go to her. I went home for Labor Day and it was great. So for those of you who are new to listening to the podcast, I'm originally from Milwaukee. I moved to Dallas from Charlotte, North Carolina, where I went to college. I went home for Labor Day and I loved seeing my mom. I loved catching up with a few friends. But the city is just sad. I'm gonna sip my wine. Give me a moment. The city is just sad and I don't ever want to move back there unless I absolutely have to. And what would force me to move back there is my mom. And that would be forcing myself to do it. But I don't want to. Let me see. Have you guys ever heard of teaks? I think they're spelled T-I-E-K-S. They're like these $175 shoe flats I bought a pair. Now, I am not bawling out of control, but I kept hearing about these teaks. And I'm like, okay, are they super comfortable? The only reason I purchased them is because my flats were on its last leg. And I heard about these Italian flats, spelled T-I-E-K-S. And I heard about these and I was like, okay, well, let me go ahead and see what they're like. And I love the presentation of them. They come in this pretty little cute little turquoise box with a little big flower over it. They write you a personalized letter on it saying, welcome to the Teaks community. And they're like, they can come in all these different colors. And I purchased black. Will I buy another pair? Yes. The only other thing that I don't like is they don't come in half sizes. I wear 7.5. And so I had to buy a 7. So I didn't like the way the 7 felt. So I said, can you guys send me an 8? So they sent me an 8 and I didn't like the way the 8 looks because the 8s were too big. So I said, I'll just keep the 7s. I like them? Yes. They're very cute. I think just my feet has just gotten comfortable in them. Like at first I was like, no, they're too tight. But, you know, they stretch a little and they can come in all these different colors. I would buy another pair. I may buy another pair. I like them. Yeah, I like them. They're really cute flats. Let me see. What else can I catch you guys up on? My ex came to visit me in Dallas. Do you care? Why do you care? You know, I think I've talked about before that I was really trying to be intentional with my dating. I wrote down several goals, I think 9 goals for myself that I wanted to achieve for myself. One of those was being really intentional with my dating. One of those was really... another one was to... I need to go get those goals. Let me go get those goals. I'm going to put this on pause and I'm going to go get the goals and read you the goals. All right. So one of those goals was paying down debt. I think that's everybody's big thing. But yeah, paying down debt, get a new car. Did I tell you guys about my car? I feel like I did. It says... saving for my new place, moving out during this time. What else did I have? I said that I will set dating intentions. I said that I will purchase more shares. Like I have stock and investments, but I wanted to purchase more shares and I wanted to study options and trading. I mean, I did some trades. I did a trade recently with Moderna that I was really excited about. I was really scared about the amount that I put in and I had been watching it and I made investing a lifestyle over these past almost a year now. I mean, again, I've had my IRA, but I've had my IRA for quite some time.
but then to be at a new company and then have another 401k with another company, so replenishing my retirement. I also wanted to register for this this course called Trade Your 9-to-5 with I forgot her name, but the course is expensive, like $1,800. But there's two courses that I want to take. The other course that I want to take is like $5,000, and they're both on my to-do list, but I'm like, how much is it going there? I'm trying to figure out which one to genuinely want to take, that I want to take. I want to take both of them, but which one would be financially feasible for me? Like, I'll continue to invest in learning about different investing strategies and investing tactics and et cetera. But I want to learn how to do things on my own. What I also do every day if any of you guys are on Clubhouse, there's a Clubhouse room that I listen to every day. It's not every day anymore. I think they do like 3 days a week. And it's called the Value Circle on Clubhouse. That is a lifestyle. I listen to that room every day, and they teach you and tell you how to take action. Now, they do have disclaimers when you're listening to a lot of the strategies and things that they're talking about in that room. One of my favorite parts about the room is the face-off Fridays, where they face off on certain tickers. I love that. I love the room. I absolutely love the room. So if any of you guys are on Clubhouse, my name is Sab Jackson on Clubhouse. I would, if you want to find my page, it's the same as my Twitter. It's Sab_1908. And I would implore you to look at the rooms that I'm following and look at the Value Circle and follow that room and get notifications on that room. I'm there every morning. I'm Central Standard Time, so I think they start at like 6:30 in the morning, so I listen to them while I get ready for work. I listen to my scroll. I listen to them while I get ready for work. I used to listen to I listen to the Breakfast Club to get news information for my show, because, you know, I still do my Brownversations co-hosting on the Beautiful Brown Girls Network, so I still do that. Yeah, let me see what else I put on here. So two of the goals I didn't meet just yet is registering for that course and then also taking a vacation. Like, I went home, but that wasn't a vacation. Like, I am right now in the process of trying to plan a solo vacation for myself, or maybe it's not going to be solo. We'll see. Me and my ex that visited back in, when did he come? He came in July, I think. And he talked about coming with me on my vacation for my birthday, because my birthday is coming up in November. I will be the beautiful age of 41 years around the sun. So we'll see what we're going to do for my birthday. But I wanted to come back on and catch you up on everything. I absolutely just miss talking to my community. And I want to thank those of you who have continued to listen to episodes, because the listens have increased, not exponentially, but they have increased. People are still listening. So I appreciate you just taking the time to hear what's going on with your girl. And I'm excited about this journey, you guys. I'm trusting this journey. And especially with this potential new business venture, I am scared out of my mind. Because I don't know. I'm a planner. I like to know what's going to happen. But with life, that's not life. And what's the adage that people say? If you want to tell God a joke, tell him your plans. So I want to continue to build my future and plan for my future, intentionally plan for my future, and intentionally plan to find a life partner. I was on the phone for, I think it was Friday night, for like 7 hours and 19 minutes. It was a conversation that needed to be had. I'll tell you that much. So I'm glad that you're still here with me. And I just wanted to come on and say hello, let you know that I'm still here. I will prioritize this podcast, put this into my schedule. I was just trying to figure out the work-life priority. I won't call it work-life balance, but work-life priority.
Bible study, life group, getting acclimated into my new place and doing all the adulting things. I still love my car. Shout out to mom. And yeah, I'm still here. I'm still excited and I'm on a journey that I don't know where it's going to lead me. But I will tell you that I'm scared, but scared is good, right? The unknowing is good. So thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for listening to me. If you want to continue to talk with me on the side, you can hit me up on Twitter at sab_1908. You can also email me. Rarely do I ever give my email out on here, but you can email me, my personal email. Well, you can email me at bedonablackwoman@gmail.com, but you can also my personal at S as in Sam D Jackson 1908, as in Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And we'll talk soon. All right. Bye.